Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says morning showers will end. It'll be turning partly cloudy, hopefully by afternoon, high near 40 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it is 42, 38 in Burlington. In Milwaukee right now, it's 42 degrees and 43 still at Baton Airport here in Racine. In court yesterday in Racine, a man who dipped his girlfriend's son into hot water, causing his death a couple of years ago, was sentenced to the maximum 40 years in prison. 28-year-old Marcus Johnson also getting 10 years of extended supervision from Racine Circuit Court Judge Michael Piontek. Johnson originally charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the death of 3-year-old Hunter Wise. He pled guilty, though, to a lesser count of reckless homicide. Police indicated the youngster had suffered a number of injuries, including the burns to his buttocks. It occurred when he was scalded in a bathtub, allegedly punishment for soiling his pants. A 25-year-old Racine man to do 12 years in prison for his role in an armed robbery that resulted in the death of the victim. Bobby Henderson sentenced by Racine Judge Eugene Gasakevich. He'd earlier pled no contest to a reduced count of second-degree reckless homicide in the death in December of 2014 of Maurice Carter, that during a robbery on Grand Avenue. Henderson also getting 8 years of extended supervision once he gets out of prison. The alleged gunman in the case, 25-year-old Damon Jackson Jr., is set for trial in March on charges of felony murder and armed robbery with use of force. And a third defendant involved in the case, 25-year-old Treven Webster, he was earlier sentenced to 10 years in prison, pleading guilty to a robbery count. Wisconsin Budget Project putting out a new analysis regarding corrections and how much it's costing the state. It says the state is spending too much on that corrections situation and that it's dragging on the economy. Tamron Cornelius contributed to the analysis on this and says the annual corrections expenditure of $1.5 billion is out of line with neighbors and the rest of the country, and lawmakers really need to take a hard look at the state's priorities, maybe consider using some proven alternatives to incarceration.
Well, I think the first thing that we need to do is to say that we have a problem, to say that these things that we've done in the past, which have really scaled up our prison population, haven't worked, they haven't made us any safer, and they're very expensive.
She says few people actually realize Wisconsin recently passed a milestone spending more money on prisons than education, a 7% increase the past 14 years on the former. National Fraternal Order of Police represents law enforcement officers all around the country. It is once again asking the National Football League to allow off-duty and retired law enforcement officers with permits to bring concealed weapons into stadiums on game days. The union's president says in a letter to Commissioner Roger Goodell, armed officers are the best defense against a terrorist attack inside of a stadium. 2 years ago, in a response to the same group, the NFL laid out why it believes everybody is safer if off-duty officers are not allowed to have their weapons. Maintaining the safest environment for all fans is achieved by limiting the number of firearms and weapons inside of stadiums. A man from Pleasant Prairie suffering some serious burns yesterday and warranted transport to St. Mary's Hospital burn unit in Milwaukee. It was a fire that destroyed the garage to his home and a Corvette inside. Pleasant Prairie fire rescue crews discovered the victim at the end of his driveway at 12000 block of 44th Avenue. He was being helped by a neighbor at the time, taken by to a landing zone that was set up at one of the elementary schools nearby. The fire to the detached garage quickly extinguished, but not before the vet was destroyed. Mutual aid came in from several area fire departments in that case. Claims of underage drinkers being served alcohol at two Kenosha businesses, part of the city's licensing and permit committee meeting last evening. Panel voted 4-1 in favor of suspending the liquor license for Kenosha Midnight, a bar at 56th Street and 22nd Avenue, that for 30 days. Bartenders reportedly serving underage patrons 3 times. Other problems also contributing to eligibility for a license revocation. Meanwhile, the same underage sales allegations against the Brat Stop at Highway 50 and the interstate deferred by the panel to their meeting on January 11th. The beer and hard liquor licenses, as well as the amusement license for the business, are at stake. It led the business's attorney to request that deferral so a formal response can be offered. A couple of donations to the Racine Police Department for different uses included on the agenda for tonight's council meeting. One involves $5,715 from Peace Fest, that to help the Racine County Human Trafficking Task Force, the gathering that was held back in August.
I know that Peace Fest was run in 2014 also. According to some of my research, there was a $7,000 donation from that. Officially, I don't know if that was a previous request or not.
Lieutenant Chuck Weitzel telling the Finance Committee recently there's also a $735 donation from Timer's Liquor toward the canine unit. And the Burlington Common Council is getting down to the final steps in approving its 2016 budget. That will include what happens next, if anything, with the community swimming pool. No public comment offered on the budget at the November 17th council meeting. The mill rate, before any state tax credits are included, will be $9.12 per thousand of assessed value, compared to the $8.81 for this year. Burlington aldermen will first meet in committee of the whole for another look at the spending plan, then a final vote expected at the regular meeting. Perhaps highlighting the budget, the new RFP regarding the community pool. Who will do it? City officials hoping that a study can be completed by early next year. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscast in podcast form. Whenever you want them, go to the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News. 7-